Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side is 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We're going to talk to Leah McCullough at the bottom of the hour. Leah is a wellness speaker. She specializes in fibromyalgia. And we're going to talk about 5 ways to ease fibromyalgia pain quickly. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info. And also, if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, you can do the same thing. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470. Our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will be speaking about fibromyalgia with Leah McCullough, international wellness speaker and author. Her website, fibropainreliefnow.com. You can get a free guide to fibromyalgia if you're dealing with this god-awful disease. Fibromyalgia is when your entire body aches. Your entire body feels like you've just had the most intense workout you've ever had, and you're completely sore from head to toe, and it doesn't go away. Mostly affects women. And this is why a lot of researchers, including myself, believe that estrogen and estrogen metabolites are involved in the development of fibromyalgia. About 90% of the patients of fibromyalgia patients have are women. 9 out of 10 patients are women. And there's a really interesting connection between dopamine, which we've been talking about, and fibromyalgia. And actually, there's been some literature that suggests that using dopamine support supplements, especially tyrosine, may help your reduce your fibromyalgia symptoms. Dopamine is involved in the modulation of pain, and when you're not making enough dopamine, your body is more sensitive to pain. Tyrosine, which is a precursor to dopamine, has been associated with pain relief. So if that's you, if you are suffering from really any pain, but especially fibromyalgia pain, you may want to consider using tyrosine supplements. We've been talking about tyrosine as a stimulant, but it also has some pain-relieving properties as well via its ability to turn into or its role as a precursor to dopamine. Tyrosine, of course, is a can be used as a substitute for caffeine, as we've talked about. You know, if you're using caffeine, that may be the result, that may be the cause of insomnia. Americans are dealing with insomnia almost as an epidemic and crisis, and at the same time, we're one of the largest coffee-drinking cultures in the world. And it may be that our insomnia epidemic is related to the ingestion of caffeine. If you're using caffeine, you may want to stop ingesting it before noon, maybe even 11 or 10 a.m. The half-life of caffeine, which is the length of time it takes for half of the caffeine in your body to disappear, that's called the half-life, and that's one of the measurements of how long a drug stays in your body. The half-life of caffeine is around 4 or 5 hours, which means if you're drinking coffee or soda or any caffeine drink in the afternoon, about one half to a quarter of your dose is still going to be circulating in your blood by the time you go to bed. So if you're drinking caffeine, say you're ingesting about 100 mil, a cup of coffee is about 100 milligrams of caffeine. So say you're drinking a cup of coffee at noon. That means you're going to have 50 milligrams of caffeine in your body at 5 p.m. That means you're going to have 25 milligrams of caffeine floating around in your body at 10 p.m. when you're trying to go to bed. And it's not going to be easy to sleep if you have 25 milligrams of caffeine floating around in your body. So if you are enjoying caffeine as a pick-me-up in the morning, you might want to consider making 11 a.m. or so or noon your last cup of coffee. And certainly you don't want to be drinking coffee late in the afternoon or at dinner time. That's a sure way to disrupt your sleep. Sleep disruption is one of the most common side effects of caffeine ingestion. Caffeine works by blocking a molecule called adenosine, A-D-E-N-O-S-I-N-E. Adenosine is your body's natural sedative, and caffeine works by blocking adenosine. Tyrosine, on the other hand, doesn't block anything. Tyrosine is a precursor to stimulating molecules. Again, demonstrating how using drugs block things, using nutrients support things. Using drugs block biochemistry. Caffeine blocks the biochemistry of adenosine. And using nutrients supports biochemistry. Tyrosine supports the production of wake-me-up neurochemicals. The neurotransmitter dopamine also increases in response to tyrosine, and as we said, tyrosine has a down-regulating effect on stress hormones. It doesn't block stress hormones, it has a down-regulating effect on stress hormones. Specifically, the stress hormone prolactin, which we don't often think about as a stress hormone. One of the major comorbidities of Parkinson's disease, which is a disease that affects dopamine, is something called anhedonia, an apathy. Anhedonia means a lack of pleasure. Apathy is we just don't feel like doing anything. And these two are likely the result of a decrease in dopamine. So dopamine is involved in a lot of things. Dopamine is involved in the modulation of pain. Dopamine is involved in the development of pleasure. Dopamine is involved in motivation. And the characteristic feature of Parkinson's disease is a decrease in dopamine. That's because an area of the brain where dopamine is made is destroyed in Parkinson's disease. That area of the brain is called the substantia nigra. We talked about that yesterday. The black substance. Nigra means black, substantia, substance. The substantia nigra is an area of the brain that is black. And whether the destruction of this area in the case of Parkinson's disease is based on prions, as Dr. Leibovitz suggested yesterday, or anything else, it doesn't really matter what the cause of that destruction is. The fact is that in Parkinson's disease, brain deterioration and the subsequent formation of hard proteins, likely as a part of the inflammatory response, are not only associated with Parkinson's, but also with Alzheimer's. In fact, all brain degeneration involves some degree of fibrosis, some degree of fiber formation. The famous amyloid plaques, if you've studied Alzheimer's or you know anybody who has Alzheimer's, you've probably heard of the amyloid plaques. These famous amyloid plaques get all the attention in the case of Alzheimer's disease. They're also, by the way, found in the substantia nigra of Parkinson's patients. And it's not the amyloid plaques that are the problem. The amyloid plaques are the repair mechanism. In fact, you can have amyloid plaques all over your body. There's a condition called amyloidosis, which is where amyloid plaques form all over your body. And in fact, aging itself is associated with the formation of fibers all over the body. And fibrosis and amyloidosis and aging all go hand in hand. And it doesn't matter whether you have this amyloidosis in the brain, or you have the amyloidosis in your muscles, or you have the amyloidosis in your organs. The fact is, the amyloidosis is not the problem. It's the deterioration of the brain or any other part of the body that initiates the repair mechanism, which is what amyloid and fibrosis is. It's a repair mechanism. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open for you. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Leah McCullough will talk to us about fibromyalgia at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back right after this.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to the fibro lady, Leah McCullough, author of Freedom from Fibromyalgia, Seven Steps to a Complete Recovery, and other books as well. We'll talk about the relationship between chronic fatigue, depression, irritable bowel syndrome, migraines, and fibromyalgia. Leah knows of what she speaks. She has suffered from it herself, and she cured herself of it. We'll talk to Leah McCullough at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls. This segment, lots of people want to talk to us, so I say we'll hit the phones and talk to Ken in Texas. Good morning, Ken. What's up, buddy?
Well, I wanted to ask you about the retinol and also about the eggplant peel extract for skin.
Say that again. What extract, Ken?
Eggplant peel
Eggplant. Oh, yes. I've been reading about that, actually. For skin cancer. For skin cancer, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, basically the eggplant, eggplants are highly medicinal, and they make enzymes, medicinal enzymes. There's a really interesting book, which I have somewhere in my library, called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. You know, it's not going to change your life. There are wonderful pigments called anthocyanins that give that eggplant that really pretty blue color. And those blues and also other polyphenol molecules are thought to protect cells from free radical damage. You know, it's not going to change your life. I haven't really seen great results from eggplant extract for skin cancer. Retinol is not going to necessarily cure skin cancer, but it can have a beneficial effect on precancerous lesions called actinic keratosis. You may have heard of that term, AK. I've seen some really neat things with retinol. Now, using retinol on a daily or on a regular basis, it's really a great tonic for the skin, and it can have protective effects against cancer. Vitamin A, retinol is a form of vitamin A, helps cells divide at the right rate. And when cells are not dividing at the right rate, well, we call that cancer. And that's what cancer is, cells that are growing out of control. Retinol stabilizes the growth of cells. One of the interesting things about cells is their default state is to grow. And it takes nutrition, and it takes nutrients, and it takes biochemistry to stabilize that growth. Under conditions of deficiency and under conditions of stress, cells tend to overgrow. So retinol can act as a stabilizing agent in a nutritional fashion, not in a drug-like fashion, but in a nutritional fashion to keep skin cancer from happening. And retinol also can speed up the movement of cells so that from the bottom to the top so that your skin cancers fall off, so the AK kind of drops off. And that's why I suggest using retinol for precancerous lesions like actinic keratosis. If you go to the doctor, they'll give you something called 5-fluorouracil. You may have heard of that, 5-FU. And basically 5-FU is kind of a drug version of retinol. Retinol is a nutrient. 5-FU is a type of drug that has the same benefit or has the same effect as retinol. I much prefer using retinol because then you get the anti-aging benefits and the overall skin health benefits that you don't get with 5-FU. And you'll also speed up the dropping off of your actinic keratosis lesion, your pre-skin cancer lesion. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hey, what about using it around lips? I think I heard
you can
use it around lips or eyes.
No.
Or anything like that.
No, you can use it on your lips. It's just strong. If you use it too much around on your lip area, the red part of your lip, you may get a slight burn or something. It's not going to hurt you really, but it's not going to feel good. It's not going to cause permanent damage, but it's not going to feel great. All right, Ken, I'm going to get a couple more calls. I hope I helped you, buddy.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of retinol, big fan of retinol. And if you're interested in checking out our retinol products, go to truthtreatments.com. We've got a retinol 5% that's absolutely amazing and a retinol 1% that's kind of it's good too, but it's a training wheels version of retinol. Retinol 5%, though, that just absolutely kicks butt, and it's an amazing product. All my retinol products, by the way, are made with 25% fat-soluble vitamin C. Not all my retinol products, but our Truth Retinol 1% gel and Truth Retinol 5% gel include 25% fat-soluble vitamin C. You can check those out at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. Let's see what Graziano has to say. Good morning, Graziano.
Hey,
becoming
morning,
a regular
man.
Here. I like
well,
that.
Well, you know, I wanted to call just to clarify because I don't want to disseminate false information like I did yesterday. So I just want to clarify that when my wife got sick in December of 2019, it was the first week of December. She had ordered a rug from West Elm, and when it arrived, she opened it up, and it had a very distinct, unique smell, since a smell that we actually returned 3 days later, because as soon as she opened it up, it had a very disgusting, unique smell, and it made her sneeze, and then eventually she got a flu-like symptom that day and lasted a week. Then she took NyQuil and reversed, and then it lasted a whole month for the month of December of 2019. Now, whether it was the COVID-19, quote-unquote, the coronavirus, quote-unquote, or just flu, I do know that I've been married to her for 20 years, and so I do know the last time she had the flu, which lasted 3 days, was in 2016. She and I got sick. Now, I personally have only had the flu three times in my life, 95, 98, and then 2016. So, and this was before the mainstream media, Mockingbird, said that there was a COVID-19 in March, mid-March of 2020.
If you didn't know it was COVID-19, if you didn't know it was COVID, there was this thing called COVID around, you would have thought it was just the flu.
That's right. Correct.
Yeah.
And so I know when she had the flu in 2016, it only lasts 3 days. So both she and I are pretty healthy. We recovered within 3 days. But in this case, it lasted a week, and then she took the NyQuil, lasted a whole month, and kind of lingered. Now, what's interesting, a year later, in January, the first week of January 2021, she got sick again with flu-like symptoms for 1 day and vomited and was sick. She was nauseous and so forth. But then it went away. And then the following week, the second week of January 2021, I got mild coughing and raspiness on a Sunday. And then it eventually escalated to severe coughing by Wednesday. Now, my family and I do not wear masks, and we live in a city that's known to be one of the worst COVID-19 cities. I'm not going to say which one, but I'm sure you can figure that out.
I can't. What city? Don't hang in. What city? L.A.?
Los Angeles.
Okay, gotcha.
Mr. Gavin Newsom. And so, you know, it's interesting that I got a severe cough, but yeah, I even went to work like that because I wanted to prove that this COVID-19 does not spread. And I was around people with this cough. Now, I didn't cough on people. Every time I cough, I cover my cough with my arm. And I know for a fact that none of my coworkers got sick. I know for a fact that my children or my wife did not get sick again because of my cough, which lasted 1 week. That cough, and then I had the fever on a Wednesday that lasted nearly 30 minutes and went away.
What did you do? Did you do any extra supplements? Did you do any
yes,
any
I did.
Meal?
Or so,
what did you do?
So I do the whole Healthy Star Pack, and I was taking colloidal silver every day. So I drank about 2 to 3 bottles throughout that week. And I work on site 3 days a week, and then I work home 2 days a week. That's our COVID protocol. So I just wanted to let people know about that.
Good for you, Graziano. I love that. That's how we should be taking care of that's how we should all be doing, to take care of ourselves. We don't need that intervention and vaccines and be told what to do. Just take your supplements, exercise, rest. It's really not that complicated. Thanks for sharing that, Graziano. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Be good. All right. We don't. Why do we take this thing? We got to take our health back into our own world and not count on other people to carry our water for us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15 by next week. That's according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Pfizer in late March released preliminary results from a vaccine study of 2,260 U.S. volunteers aged 12 to 15, showing there were no cases of COVID-19 among the fully vaccinated adolescents. One man is dead after a tree fell in his car as a tornado touched down in Atlanta, Georgia area on Monday. Severe weather threatened more than 100 million people from the southern plains through the mid-Atlantic. Tuesday is expected to bring more severe weather to the southeast United States. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, on Monday requested additional information regarding potential conflicts of interest related to John Kerry, President Biden's special envoy for climate, and his previous involvement in finance and energy investing after he left government under President Obama. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Election audits for the 2020 U.S. election are moving forward despite continued attempts by Democrats to end the process. Arizona Secretary of State and Audit Director Ken Bennett tells One America News Network the audit is growing in numbers.
It's going well. Overnight, we went from 20 counting locations on the floor to 46.
Awesome.
The subcontractor that's in charge of the hand count is working hard through some temp service agencies here in the state to get the additional people that would be required for that. So, but hopefully in the next day or two, they'll be ready to fully staff that. And then if we go to three shifts, which I think they're talking about, we will almost triple our throughput. So.
Don't expect daily updates, as the details of the audit will be released at one time in the near future.
No, we won't be announcing any of that until the end of the audit. So right now we're just counting the ballots. And they are looking, you know, at paper evaluation to see if, you know, are there folds in the ballots that were returned by mail? Are the ovals filled in by a handwritten marking instrument as opposed to a Xerox machine that just marked a bunch of ballots? But all of the audit results and findings will be part of the final report. We're not going to do a little bit every day because we might find some good things one day and bad things the next.
It's all about election integrity. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You've got a search engine up as well as 11 years of archived information, daily radio programs that we've been doing since 2010 at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites. And you can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at
truthtreatments.com, and please check out our 1,800, going on 1,900 now, 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed, that's truthreviewed with a D.com, truthtreatments.com for all our skin health products, and truthreviewed.com for our truth reviews. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today, Leah McCullough. The Fibro Lady is a wellness speaker and the author of two books, Freedom from Fibromyalgia, 7 Steps to Complete Recovery, and Eat to Energize, Strategies and Recipes for Using the Number One Superfood for Energy. She knows of what she speaks. She was bedridden for 6 years with fibromyalgia, and she found herself answers, and she's going to share those with us. Please welcome to the bright side, Leah McCullough, the Fibro Lady. Hey, Leah.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I am great and good to talk to you. I always love speaking to people who take care of their own business, who are get sick for whatever reason and then take care of it themselves. And that's why I was really excited to speak to you. So what exactly is your take? We talk about fibromyalgia on this program a lot from a medical point of view or from a health point, a healing point of view. But what is your take on the disease, and what exactly did you do to find answers?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks for letting me connect with your audience. It's such an honor. And I did some research about what you have to say about fibromyalgia, and I just want to say it's some of the most accurate information I've ever seen from my experience as a patient and my experience as someone who's recovered. You know, what you have to say is right on target with what my experience has been. So that's pretty amazing in and of itself, because I don't find very much accurate information about fibromyalgia out in the world.
I find it very fascinating. First of all, it's mostly a woman's disease. And it seems to me like one of the most miserable things a person could have to live with. I can't think of much more horrible things that could happen to your body. But to be in pain from head to toe just strikes me as the most horrible curse to have to deal with. And that's why I wanted you to get you on the program to talk about your personal experience and what you discovered about it, about how to heal it, how to take care of it.
Right, right. So to kind of circle back to what you were saying, like what's going on with it. So from the way I healed from it, or the way I recovered from it, backtrack with like what I did is probably what's wrong, and is about toxins. And I know you talk about that a lot on your show. It's about the gut not being able to absorb nutrition, and so there's nutritional deficiencies, and all these things kind of come together in a perfect storm, but in a bad way. And then it exploits genetic weaknesses or genetic differences. So that's why you see fibromyalgia in families. Well, they're not exposed to different toxins. They're all living in the same household, so they're exposed to different things, or the same things, similar food, and then they have similar genetics. And that's why you see it in households a lot of times, genetically. But they're, so that's the, like, what causes it, so to speak. And then how I recovered is I did a very simple detoxification protocol with a mineral called zeolites, which it sounds like it's a brand name, but that's its geological name. It's a mineral. And I use a natural mineral. There's some synthetic minerals with zeolites out there on the market, and I don't have any experience with them. And then I used a colonizing probiotic, which there's a ton of probiotics on the market, and there's some really good ones, and then there's some ones that are just okay. So the colonizing was the key for me, and so very few probiotics on the market are colonizing. And that was the start of it. So these two supplements together worked synergistically, so it's like 1 + 1 = 5. And that got me out of bed and got me going. And then I added some other things as I got going with nutrition and immune support and further along. So then all the coexisting conditions, so not only the fibromyalgia, I recovered from that, but my body recovered globally. So the depression went away. The anxiety went away. You know, the constipation, the IBS, the infertility, the obesity, wow, all those things reversed.
So detoxification and working on the gut, basically, which is what we talk
about. And nutrition.
So before we get into some of the specifics, you know, you mentioned something very interesting about colonizing probiotics. Not all probiotics are colonizing, right?
Right.
So you're talking about a specific brand. Can you tell us what that brand was?
Well, the brand I use is called Firm Plus Pro, and it's SH brand Farm Plus Pro, and it's available in my shop. But there are other ones out there. I'm not a quote unquote vitamin salesperson. I mean, if I recommend something, it's probably because I'm using it, I'm suggesting it to my clients. But there are a few out there. But I like Farm Plus Pro because it also has fermented spirulina in it, which is a blue-green superfood, and that I think in and of itself is energizing. And with it being fermented, it makes it more bioavailable and just easier on the system to absorb.
And these are on the FibroLady.com website?
Yeah, there's a tab on there for shop, and it links to my store.
Now, when you I don't say cured yourself, but you reversed your fibromyalgia, did you notice that your other symptoms also disappeared?
Yeah, they did. I mean, that's the thing. My body healed globally. I finally gave my body what it needed, and then Mother Nature took over, and I healed. And I think it's kind of crazy that, wow, you know, my body was acting perfectly the whole time. It's just it wasn't getting what it needed.
Wow. That's a really great way of putting it. I love that. Did you go to the medical route? Did you get, all they give you is antidepressants, basically, and maybe pain pills. Did you have to go the medical route to find true healing? Did you pass through medicine, pass through modern medicine?
Yeah, so I became ill. Like, I was like 23 when I started becoming symptomatic, and I was in the Army. And so they ran every kind of test in the world on me because I guess I kind of had to prove I wasn't a malingerer at one point. So they did nerve conductivity tests, and they were like, well, we can't figure out what's wrong with you. I almost was put out on a medical discharge. But I kind of limped along after that. I went 7 years without getting a diagnosis. So in 1998, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia finally after 7 years. And then by the time everything was said and done, by the time I got to the point where I recovered, so that was, you know, quite, so that was about 11 years later. I was on 12 prescription medications.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And quite a bit of
supplements. What did they put you on? What did they put you on? Antidepressants,
well,
no doubt.
Antidepressants, anti-anxiety, 3 different medications just for pain.
Oh, my God. Is this Army doctors? Is this Army doctors that did this?
No, I actually, I went to, you know, a whole bunch of different doctors. I had to have a spreadsheet to keep track of everything, you know?
So did you get a lesson about the medical model and how it deals with things, or did you already know, did you already have your suspicions about it, or were you bought into it?
At the outset, I really wanted to do all natural, but then it just got to the point where there was no answers there.
Hang on to that thought. We got the Fibro Lady, Leah McCullough, with us. You're listening to The Bright Side, more with Leah. Right after this, don't go away.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're talking to Lori McCullough about fibromyalgia, Leah McCullough. Freedom from Fibromyalgia, 7 Steps to Complete Recovery is her book, Eat to Energize Strategies and Recipes for Using the Number One Superfood for Energy. Before we get into the books real quickly, when you were a kid, did you have menstrual problems or any kind of PMS or anything like that?
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't start really having any issues until I was in the Army. And I probably had some issues with depression and constipation. So I probably had a little bit of gut issues.
As a kid.
Then once I got in the military, I was given a, you know, I've thought about this long and hard because my diet was awesome. And, you know, I drank alcohol and I smoked cigarettes and I kind of did some stuff, you know, a lot of 20 year olds do. But I think that maybe the straw that broke the camel's back was that I had a 4 series shot for the bubonic plague.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I noticed that I started having, issues with fatigue. And, so it was kind of like, you know, all the things added up.
I'm sorry to interrupt. When you say four series shots, do you mean vaccination?
Yes.
Uh-huh. As part of when you were in the Army, this was, I take it, right?
Right. Back in the 90s.
What's your take on vaccinations now?
You know, the more I look into them, the more they're like tobacco science, and the more that I feel like they're very risky. Their risks much outweigh the benefits.
What if they make you get them? What do you think about like vaccine passports? And I take it you're out of the Army now, but they're talking about making all military personnel be vaccinated. What do you think about that?
I don't like that. I know that when you're in the military, you don't have a choice about stuff like that too much. And that's fortunately it's still a volunteer military. And you know, I don't like it. I don't think that your employer should be telling you what medications you should be having. That's
right.
At the bottom. I think body autonomy is sacrosanct. You know, that should be between you and your doctor and no one else.
That's well said. Body autonomy is sacrosanct. I'm going to remember that.
I'm going to quote you on that later. That's great. So I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what the number one superfood for energy is. That's a great, a very provocative title. Energize, eat to energize. First of all, eating to energize is an amazing idea, and too bad we don't all understand the power of eating to energize. We eat to eat. We de-energize when we eat, it seems like. Everybody needs a nap after lunch. So what if tell us a little bit about eating to energize, then I want to talk about the number one superfood for energy.
Well, yeah, so eating to energize is actually more about the state of your gut health than anything else. One of the ways you can tell if your gut isn't functioning properly is if you're tired after you eat.
And which most, you know, there are countries that shut down after lunch. They call it siestas. So it seems like that's kind of a common thing that we feel tired after we eat. You're saying that has to do with gut health?
I think so. A lot of times, you know, when my gut is functioning properly and I'm you know, coasting on all cylinders, I feel great after I eat. Now, I don't maybe want to go run a marathon or something like that, but I feel great when I'm tired or stressed or, you know, traveling or something like that. A lot of times, yeah, I'll feel really tired after I eat or if I eat something junky. But most of the time, you're supposed to be kind of energized by food. And I think that's kind of our natural bend, you know, like, oh, if I eat this, I'll feel more peppy. I think that's kind of a natural way to look at things.
Did you find that when you started to pay attention to your digestive system and to foods that you ate less food?
Yes, and also when I switched to organic, I ate much less food and I felt fuller faster.
What are some good strategies for feeling fuller faster?
For feeling fuller, chew your food thoroughly.
That's great.
And if you cook your own, that also is a big help.
How about water with your meals?
I don't drink a lot of water because I don't want to dilute my digestive acids that are in my body too much. So if it's just to chew thoroughly, the food's really dry or something like that, I might have a little bit of liquid. But for the most part, I just have some raw milk is what usually I have as an accompaniment to my meals.
Where do you get raw milk?
I'm in Ohio, so you have to have a contract with a farmer to get it. It's called a herd share. The only place you can just buy raw milk on the shelf is California, I think, right now. But, yeah, we get it directly from our farmer, and it's grass-fed from Jersey cows and all that good stuff. I have a little boy, so I want to make sure that he's getting the optimal nutrition. We just don't do a lot of pasteurized dairy.
Do you do the same thing with eggs?
Yep, pasteurized eggs. The yolks are orange, and they actually, stick up. When you crack it into the skillet, they actually stick up. It's crazy.
That's great. That's what a fresh egg should be. The yolk is a great determining factor for how fresh your egg is. All right, so what is the number one superfood for energy?
Well, the number one food is something, it's a food that I don't like, and I've never liked it, and I'm still not too crazy about it. So I wrote this book about a way to hide the flavor and texture of this food.
Liver.
Yeah.
Is it liver?
Yes.
I knew it would be liver.
Liver is the number one food for energy. That, you know, there's this famous rat study where they had three groups of rats, and they, you know, the control group just ate regular, like, rat chow. Then the second group ate rat chow with a supplement of vitamin B12. And then the third group ate rat chow with a supplement of liver. And
organic, though. It has to be organic liver, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the case in the rats, but this study was done in the 1950s. So
before
the confined feedlot animal situation. But the crazy thing is that the weakest rat in the liver group had three times more stamina than the control group or the vitamin B12 group.
Yeah, liver is a power food for sure, but I'm not fond of liver. In fact, I don't eat it at all, just because of the texture thing that you're talking about. So, are there some good strategies that you have for? I mean, is the book about liver? Eat to Energize.
Eat to Energize is a book about why it's good, and then there's recipes for hiding it, and then there's you can make your own liver pills, or you can buy freeze dried. Grass-fed liver capsules, and that's mostly what I do. I don't like the liver pills you can get. It's the original bodybuilder supplement is liver pills, and these bodybuilders back in the 1950s would use it. But Solgar makes a brand, They defat that, and that's why it can be so shelf stable. I get a brand called Perfect Supplements that's just freeze dried, and then they powder it and put it in capsules. So it's minimally processed, grass fed beef, and I get almost as good a result from that as I do fresh liver. And so that's what I just take it the equivalent of 1 ounce, which is 4 capsules a day. And I have an amazing amount of energy. I outrun everybody around here, so.
And you attribute it to this Perfect Supplements liver.
Yeah. I mean, I continue with my detox. I eat very reasonable otherwise, and I help my digestive system along doing some things with that. But that extra punch is the liver for sure.
That's interesting. 4 capsules a day.
That's what I take.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm going to be trying that because I tried to eat liver. I know you're absolutely correct, the iron and the B vitamins, and it's just an amazing food, but the taste of it is just, I can't deal with it. So you're saying the Perfect Supplements, is it called Perfect Desiccated Liver? Is that the one you're talking about?
Right, exactly.
Okay,
and eat the capsules because the powder's gross.
And you've had...
I shouldn't say that.
No, that's great. I have tried more than once to do liver because you're absolutely correct. It's a power food as long as it's organic, of course. But
right.
I can't deal with the taste. So that's great. So your book has liver recipes in it?
Yeah, so you don't taste the liver. So I developed over a course of about 3 years recipes because I read that rat study and I'm like, I really want to do liver, but I hate it. So how am I going to include it in my diet? And so I tried a bunch of different things and like, for example, making chili. So if chili has enough spices in it, you can add pretty much anything in there, and it still tastes like chili.
So, the texture, though. You can't hide the texture.
Well, what I do is I grind it up in the food processor. So then it's the texture of the ground beef.
Really? So if you grind it up in a food processor, it has the same texture as hamburger?
It's really close. It's really close.
Oh, that's good to know.
You can even actually grind it up in the food processor until it's like paste almost, and then it just thickens the sauce. You're not having all those little bits.
Well, that's a great tip, and I'm going to be buying that perfect supplements. You said desiccated liver.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy that today. Thanks so much. That's a great that's some great stuff you got there, Lori. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Freedom from fibromyalgia: 7 steps to complete recovery and eat to energize. Lori McCullough, Leah McCullough. I'm sorry, I keep saying Lori. Leah McCullough, the fiber lady. Thanks for being on, Leah. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and I really appreciate your wisdom and courage to get this amazing information you have out to people.
Thank you so much. We'll have you back on. I appreciate it, Leah. Have a beautiful day. That was Leah McCullough, the Fibro Lady, and that's all the time we have for today. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.